Hey, Largo, it's Mike Higby. Color Guard's my captain today, and we're here together at Oviedo High School. Wish you the best of luck. Certainly looking forward to your program. Had a chance to see it early in another caption. Can't wait to see what you've been working on since that time. I'm sure it's going to be a show today, guys. Wish you the best of luck. A little overthrown. That's all right. Good recovery. Right into a roll. Yeah, good skills demonstrated. Some slight over rotation. Calm down to control that adrenaline. Certainly appreciate the energy of the releases as you expand out and then pull back into the center there. Yeah, sequential releases working well. Good understanding of the control of space weapons. Yeah, I appreciate the handling of the syncopation and the changing of the tempo. Yeah, just kind of get some accuracy on these releases. I know you've been given the information because I can see the way that you approach the equipment. And the star, very creative, right at the center of the field there. Yeah, pick a pathway as you travel through there so that becomes a little bit easier, a little more defined, a little bit greater degree of clarity. Yeah, there's a lot of changes in tempo, a lot of changes in texture. Yeah, sequential releases in the saber definitely works well. Appreciate the blade releases around the body and the inversion. Grabbing on the backhand of the hilt, pulling that back around into a hilt release, definitely noted. Different flexibilities in the back, but I certainly appreciate that from a design standpoint. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you're picking up the iron by picking up that orange, those reddish colors. Using the introduction of that solar feature to actually then motivate the sabers into that negative space moment works well for you from a staging standpoint. Incorporating the color guard into that thought process. Good for you. The back tries a little bit static for a long time. Something to think about. Yeah, is there an opportunity to do something to actually take the sabers out of that moment? So as they come through the drum line, is there something they can do, motivating, pushing through that? Yeah, and they have to even, no matter what they are, they have to have an awareness of where they are in relationship to each other. Is that a form? Is it not a form in that arc type before they break into these lines? Something that you might want to define so it becomes a little more clear. Yeah, nice moment right on that release. Yeah, I appreciate the challenge of the rhythmic qualities of the music and the fact that there's a lack of a clear and distinct pulse sometimes. I really appreciate the beauty of the flags, the hand-painted qualities, really giving them an artistic quality, something that you, that's not the same as everybody else. It's not the, that's got to be worked out. Got to work that subdivision, guys. Also got to work the shoulder hip orientation, know where that flag, when it goes across the toes, when it's supposed to be in a 45 plane. Yeah, bridging those two, that seemed a little bit abrupt on the ending. I'm not sure how you solve that, and I don't know what comments you're getting from G coordination. So I would look to them for that, for the answer to that. It may not be an issue. Certainly wasn't from an accuracy standpoint. Yeah, I appreciate the counting. Make sure that it's not so loud that we can't hear it all the way up here. That would be a different situation, you know, in other environments. Appreciate the pairing and the partnering, the weight sharing that you're doing with the dancers. Just a moment there, yeah. There's a moment there that you got to bridge before we get into that, leading into that moment. There's definitely a big gap. It's like you need to make sure that I would liken it to make sure that you're not breathing right at the bar so that you're not getting this big and then you play the hit. So you want to make sure that visually that you're doing what the band is doing, making sure that you're carrying us into and contouring and shaping that musical phrase right into that visual phrase. Good for you. I certainly appreciate the responsibilities of that lift and the weight sharing that you had to, and the responsibilities of the lift and the strength and weight sharing at that moment. Yeah, it gets very aggressive there, and I appreciate the change to the equipment. Is there something, rather than just moving off the front sideline, is there something that physically from a choreography standpoint could take those performers that are just doing movement before the rifle exchange? I think you do a really good job of pulling, I got to work on the height and consistency. What I was going to say is I think you do a good job of pulling rifles into the negative space or performance into that negative space. I think it's the bridging between your ideas that you need to work on. What are those transitions going to be so that we're not left wondering how the story goes together? This is the conversation that we had in effects coordination earlier in the season. And now I can talk to you very specifically about it from a choreographic standpoint and what the performers are doing. A few sandbags in that prop over there will keep that from falling over like that. Yeah, I'm not real sure how the introduction of the flags off the front sideline ties everything together, but certainly appreciate the way you're doing these and handling these indirect planes. Timing could be a little stronger. Yeah, actually timing could be a lot stronger. The pathway as they pile into the sense form. Obviously, we're not finished with this yet. But I would challenge you 3 weeks left of the season. And maybe you're done with it and it's just not presentable yet. Yeah, and I'm going to say, you know, that last 30 seconds got to be something that's going to make me want to see it again. You know, if you're in one of those captions that counts. Color Guard, I think it's obvious to me that you're being given good information. I think there's some things that you do really well, the things that you need to focus on over the next 3 weeks. Make sure that they're very consistent with regards to the height rotation and catches. Don't let that adrenaline take get you out of control. Make sure that you are working, get that ending done. You know, make sure the performers know where they are and control of the pathways through that middle section I talked about. Work on those, bridging those visual gaps especially those places that I talked about specifically. Enjoyed the program, guys. I definitely see growth. I think before I was asking you, you know, is it a suite? Is it individual moments? I think those things are becoming a lot more clear. Enjoyed it, guys. Wish you the best of luck. And, you know, keep growing. Keep working at it. Get consistent. Listen to what you're being told. Make sure that you're putting the time in individually so that those little individual efforts, those moments of over-rotation, the things that you have to that you need to take care of, are taken care of. A lot of it is coming down to individual errors, and, you know, get it filled up, get it finished. Best of luck.